Welcome to the Raw Truth. As always, I'm your host, BX Bad Boy, and today we're going to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse after the verdict. Let me make something abundantly clear. I don't care about people's ideology, their political standpoints, Democrat, liberal, Republican, independent. I don't give a shit. I give a fuck about right and wrong. Now, whether he was acquitted or not, I don't give a shit. He was wrong. He should never have been there. I don't care that he's white, black, Chinese, doesn't matter what nationality, race, or color he was. He should never have been there. He put himself in a position for problems to occur, and he came prepared for problems. Guilty by association has been thrown around my whole life. If I hang out with gangs, I'm a gang member, whether I'm in that gang or not. If I hang out with criminals, I'm a criminal because I'm guilty by association. If he went there to protect, he didn't have to have his weapon drawn. He didn't have to have his weapon like that. It's unnecessary. There's a point where you must stop because it becomes unnecessary. And I'm sorry, his behavior was unnecessary as far as the standpoint that he should never have been there. He's a 17-year-old boy. Boy. Not man. Boy. He should never have been in a man's situation. So he would never have been forced to make that final decision whether or not to kill or not to kill. He was way too young for that. Even the military wouldn't have taken him and put him into battle. They said you can't join the military and put a gun in your hand and start killing people in defense or otherwise until you're 18 years old. Go back home, grow some fucking hair. So, you may not like that point of view, but I tell you this much. It's true. I would never let my 17-year-old boy go out and defend anything but his home. Because he's too young to do anything else. And he's too young to be armed to the teeth for battle. He is 17 years old. He barely has any peach fuzz. He shouldn't be out for battle. Now, whether it's self-defense because he initiated it, the first guy got shot. Then the other two came to stop him, and so did a bunch of others. But they weren't in the line of fire. That's the only reason why no one else got shot. Okay? He let off more shots than necessary. As far as one shot should have done it. He shot way too many times. So, for those of you who support him, I don't really care. Support him. By all means. Everybody needs support. But I think there's something wrong with you if you support him as an innocent man. He's obviously guilty of something, okay? But he got away with everything. That is unjust because he obviously committed some crimes. Whether or not the statutes for other crimes that he was being accused of and being in trial for may not have met the full standards, there were some that did, and he should have learned that actions have consequences. He didn't. He learned actions don't have consequences as long as you fudge the law, as long as you're white. Because if he was black in that same situation, or any minority in that situation, it wouldn't have played out so sweet for them. The prosecution wouldn't have had done much to convict. And the court was way too friendly with him. And he's a suspected murderer. I don't care if the judge didn't want to victim this murderer that he was being accused of murder. You're supposed to be innocent to proven guilty, but you're not supposed to be treating people like they're your friends and family. Come hang out with me. Let me make phone calls. Let me take a phone call. Let me play my phone. It's all good. He should never have done that. It was unprofessional. It should have been a mistrial because he was not professional. Okay? Now, I don't care if he was sometimes Some part of it was professional. Once you break the professional line and stop being professional, it doesn't matter that you're professional for half the time. You became unprofessional. That negates everything you did, as far as I'm concerned. You may not be a criminal right now, but the second you commit a crime, you become a criminal. Now, should I treat you accordingly after you do your time? Of course not. You should be treated as a person who did their time and is now home. They served their punishment, okay? And you should be treated accordingly. Not treated as a criminal, because technically you're no longer a criminal if you do your dues. As far as religious people believe, you repent and you get to go home, blah, blah, blah. I kind of believe in that idea. You do your time, you come home, you should get your citizenship back, your voting rights back. You should be treated like a normal person, okay? Now, if the police want to keep an eye on you because of the crimes you've committed, that's different, okay? You can't just go, oh, he did his time. There's no way he'll do that crime again. That doesn't make a lick of damn sense. The probability is pretty high on a lot of cases that they're going to do it again. And it doesn't hurt to be okay and double check and keep an eye on. That's the whole point behind parole and parole board and your parole officer. That's the whole point. To keep an eye on you to see if you acclimated back to society. Plain and simple. Okay? I think it was an unfair verdict that he got no charges, and some charges that he should have gotten that were dismissed, like the misdemeanor gun charge, the breaking curfew charge. These things he should have paid a penalty for. I don't care if it was probation. He got away scot-free when he obviously committed crimes that were dismissed and crimes that were just dismissed by the jury or by the judge. As in, oh, he's not guilty of it. He is. How am I supposed to teach my son that there's consequences for your actions, so behave, if situations like this come up and people get off? How do you teach your children there's consequences to their actions when Kyle Rittenhouse had no consequences? That's my point. And like I said before, I made a mistake in stating that he crossed state lines with a firearm. That was a misunderstanding of what was said to me by the news. All the news, not some of the news that are all right wing or left wing or corner wing or back wing or fry wing. Every news. I don't just watch one. I watch them all. I even watch the commentary on YouTube. I watch everything. Okay? And I misheard them when they said cross state lines with, when it was cross state lines to. That was my mistake, and I own that, because when I make a mistake, you can prove it to me. You know what? I own it. People were saying he didn't cross state lines. They're right. I was wrong. Please leave a like, a comment, subscribe, help the channel out. Let's get this conversation going. See where we can go with it. You may not like my opinion. I may not like yours. But if you really want to get into this in a real conversation between real adults, feel free to leave a comment. I'll answer. If it's not trying to forward the conversation and forward the understanding and the peace, so to speak, I'm not going to even bother responding, because what's the point? On that note, peace.